In St. Louis, gangs are accounting for a growing percentage of violent crime. In an effort to control the situation, police are saturating specific neighborhoods, recovering weapons, and rounding up suspected offenders. By most accounts, this approach only provides a temporary solution for the problems caused by a lack of jobs, poor schools, and crumbling infrastructure. In the last of his three-part series on gangs in St. Louis, KWMU's Adam Allington takes a look at the city's response to the gang epidemic.
In parts of St. Louis, you'll see t-shirts and hats with the message, "Stop Snitching." The theme's also been delivered via hip-hop for years. Take, for example, the song "Snitch" by the rapper Lil Wayne. Amy Fight is a lawyer with the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office. She says the No Snitching campaign has had a real effect on the amount of arrests made in St. Louis. One homicide case she remembers occurred in broad daylight and had over 100 witnesses.
There was one person who testified at trial. The 911 tapes, which were admitted into evidence, maybe 21 calls. And when they were repeatedly asked to leave their name or number, no, are you kidding? No, I live here. And that's kind of the nature of prosecuting these types of cases.
And Fight says it's not just witnesses who don't talk. Many times, even the victims would rather say nothing than cooperate with police.
Obviously, we're prosecuting people who are gang members, but a lot of the victims of the violent crimes are also going to be gang members or related to a gang in some way. So it's an interesting position to be in because we're talking to people who sometimes it's based on what day it is, whether they're the defendant or whether they're the victim.
A guy who calls himself Woody is a member of a Rolling 60 Crip set in North City. He says guys who go around shooting people eventually get their due. Karma, he says. And if you know the right people, karma can be bought like anything else.
It only take a dude to throw 5 stacks to another man. It's so hard out here, anybody would jump for a dime. So throwing 5 stacks at another man like here, man, it go 5,000, go kill him. It's already high gas prices, high people losing their houses. Who wouldn't do it? 5,000 a day, I'll get my heat back on, lights back on. So I'm gonna jump for 5,000. You want me to do what to him? Leave him living a killer.
My mom and them always tell me I'm scared to change, and I'm kind of starting to believe it.
Carl Luss was once a member of the Blood Street Gang. Now he's part of a special program through the St. Louis Police Department called Gang CPR, which helps gang members disassociate from their criminal past. He says it's much harder than you'd think, especially when the alternative is barely sustainable.
It ain't got nothing to do with nobody calling me soft or no nerd or nothing. It's just I'm so wrapped up in the lifestyle that I am in. See, me with a job, I see a lot of people who struggle, who got jobs. They got to wait 2 weeks to get a $250, $300 check. That's something I can't wait on. You know, I'm used to fast money. If a bill or something come in, I don't want to have to wait until I get paid on the 10th.
Sam Moore is alderman of the 4th Ward in the North City's Ville neighborhood, one of the first black communities west of the Mississippi. He says all the law enforcement in the world won't change the situation as long as young people see crime as the best way to provide for themselves.
The gangs aren't doing anything to community. The community is doing it to the gangs because the community don't provide for the young people that are in these so-called gangs. These are our kids. We need to provide jobs, educational training, find more. Don't talk about recreation because all of them don't play basketball and don't play football.
But for the moment, law enforcement seems to be the tool of choice for a city reeling from a spiking murder rate. Last month, former St. Louis Police Chief Joe Mokwa unveiled his Homicide Deterrence Initiative, a plan to saturate key neighborhoods and send a message to would-be criminals.
Every resource we have, from crime suppression, intelligence, a gang unit, overtime officers, to stabilize the neighborhoods and to surgically remove those people that need to be removed from the city because of their violent histories.
During the plan's two-week window, the Metro Police Department made 388 arrests and recovered 65 weapons. Two people were murdered, as were several others outside the target neighborhoods.
This is the JVL neighborhood. Serious gang members live right here in this house. They are definitely what they call rioters.
Detective Alfonso Hayes is a member of the gang unit of the St. Louis Police Department. A rider is slang for a killer, someone who's not afraid to take someone out. We're driving through the Jeff Vanderloo neighborhood just south of Natural Bridge Road. Policing some of these gang neighborhoods, Hayes says, sometimes means resorting to tactics more akin to Baghdad than the American heartland.
We'll put on our vests, we'll put on everything, we'll go out, and it'll be a zero tolerance day, which means, let's say this particular block, whoever we see on the block, they go to jail, period.
While it seems extreme, Hayes says nearly 10 times out of 10, the people out standing on corners wearing gang colors aren't just hanging out. They're firing guns, selling drugs, and generally terrorizing law-abiding citizens. The cops have to send a message.
They understand that. So we arrest them for a bench warrant. We arrest them for peace disturbance. We arrest them for drinking in public. We arrest them for any and everything we possibly can to send a strong message. The party's over.
Amy Fite has tried her last gang case as an assistant circuit attorney in St. Louis. She's moving on to a new practice. In the several years she's worked gang cases, she's seen some guys get out of gang life. Going to prison isn't fun, even if you're in a gang. But sadly, she says that's usually the exception.
What I've seen is people go to prison and people get killed. That's what I've seen. And we'll have defendant, you know, they're a defendant today, and then you might be filing a nolle for abatement by death because they got killed while they were on pretrial release. Or somebody gets convicted, they get probation, and then within 6 months they were killed.
Police believe there are around 80 gangs in the St. Louis area, nearly all of which are African American, and with most of their victims also being African American. However, police have also detected Hispanic and Bosnian gangs operating in South City. Even harder to track, they say, are white supremacist gangs, which they suspect are based in St. Louis and Madison counties. For KWMU, I'm Adam Allington.